Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
Playlist. We're on a mission from God.
Champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist, where the theme this week is hospital, paging Dr. Sexy. That was, of course, Robert Palmer, and this is the Miami Sound Machine.
Emergency, paging Dr. Beat. Emergency! Inside of me, deep inside of me.
Bed got away, got carried away there, I think. Eh? Bringing the casualty at you. Anyway, hello, welcome along. It's nice to have you back. This is The Playlist, and I am Darren, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, where the theme this week, as previously stated, is hospital, where everybody is sick, but everybody's getting better through the power of vibes. Yeah? We open up the show this week with Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You, brackets, Doctor, Doctor. That was suggested by another new name in these parts, Tuden. So thank you very much, Tuden, for suggesting that. Well, you were the first one to suggest it. A number of other people got in there as well. But you were the first one in there, so congratulations. That last one was, of course, the Miami Sound Machine, which actually I had to check because I didn't know whether that was Gloria Estefan or Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. But it was, in fact, the Miami Sound Machine with Dr. Beat. I did very nearly play the Milo remix. Was it Drop the Pressure? Now I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, I very nearly played that, but I thought, no, I'm going to go with the 1984 original because it is a banger. So thank you very much to Black Flag for suggesting that. Black Flag, it is his birthday today, so wish Black Flag a very happy birthday. I know this because he told me earlier that tomorrow is Dave Grohl's birthday, and he is one day older than Dave Grohl. So without telling me it was his birthday. He told me it was his birthday. So, happy birthday. So this is The Playlist. Thank you very much for joining me once again. You are all champions in my heart. We've got 2 hours of absolutely banging tunes, as we do every week, to be fair. But yeah, they are particularly splendid this week. I've been very much looking forward to this. Also, because I'm broadcasting from my fancy new studio. I have two screens in front of me and everything. I bought a monitor and oh man, it's like I'm living in the future. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Arakin, and I have to admit, I don't really know what the connection is to the theme, but they suggested this, and who am I to not play someone's suggestion? This is Fits in the Tantrums with Hand Clap.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
That was The Prodigy, Take Me to the Hospital. Well, most of it, on account of I'm an Idiot. I tooted on the Mastodon triumphantly about how these new automated buttons that I've got worked perfectly, and then didn't fade up the song. So those of you listening again on Mixcloud or on the LABR catch-up will not notice the song did not fade up. But that was a special little gift for those of you listening live, all you live Clives out there. You're welcome, quite frankly. Bed feels a little bit loud. I'm playing with new settings tonight, and I probably shouldn't do this live on air. But hey, what are you going to do? It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. Once again, we've had some incredible suggestions from the good people out there in listener land. I'm all a little bit turned around now. Very professional of me. That was The Prodigy with Take Me to the Hospital from 2009, as suggested by Rachel Evans. So thank you, Rachel, for suggesting that. A banger, as always. Actually, there's a huge amount of tracks in tonight. I think I've got 29 songs to play tonight. And there's one person that has two songs, but that's purely because I couldn't choose between them. Everybody who suggested a song has a song in tonight. And I haven't got any personal selections in the show tonight, which is mad, really, considering, what is this, week 37? So 37 weeks ago, when I did the first one of these, I think there were three or four people who suggested songs. Mad, absolutely mad. So thank you very much. I genuinely mean that when I say that every week. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Julian Lawson, and is absolutely magnificent. This is he prefaced this suggestion by saying that it is from a type 1 diabetic, so it counts. This is Pendulum with Blood Sugar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we understand that you have come tonight to bear witness to the sound of drum and bass. We regret to announce that this is not the case, as instead, we come tonight to bring you the sonic recreation of the end of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to hold your color. Fuck it, I lied, it's drum and bass, what you gonna do? Okay, what you gonna do? I lied. It's drum and bass.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
I finally made it through med school. Somehow I made
Hi, everybody. Are you looking for a way to slash the cost of your medical expenses? I will perform any operation for $129.95. Come in for brain surgery and receive a free Chinese finger trap. You tried the best, now try the rest. Call 1-600-DOCTORB. The B is for bargain.
Hello. Thank you for listening. My name's Adam Kay.
And my name's Suman Biswas.
This album is sponsored by Smaxoglithkline, who have asked us to say a few words about their new drug, paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It's our brand new wonder drug we think you'll find enticing. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. The BNF has 20,000 different drugs to take, so we thought, what could we produce to give you all a break? A drug that can treat anything from leprosy to SARS, and you can give it in the mouth, IV or up the arse. It's paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It can cure the common cold and being struck by lightning. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. We tested it on animals and none of them survived, but that's okay, cause when we wrote the paper up we lied. It's first choice for MIMS and even for ME, and COPD, HIV, PE and DVT. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It reverses impotence and makes you good at fighting. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. There are some minor side effects and some are not that rare, like nausea, vomiting and losing all your hair, and heart attacks, becoming gay and growing extra breasts. But it's fucking cheap and hey, this is the NHS. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. There are cures for everything from AIDS to pubic lice in paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. We make it from the cerebellar cortex of a bison. After that it undergoes some polygenic splicing. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. It makes you smart as Einstein and as muscular as Tyson. It brings an end to all that pharmacology revising. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. We sell lots in Japan because it's the antidote to ricin. The Minister of Health, we hear, will shortly be advising. Take paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin.
I asked my doctor if I could have some paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin, and he just asked me if I'd tried losing weight instead. That was The Amateur Transplants with paracetamoxifruzibendroneomycin. Get me almost getting that one right twice. That was suggested by somebody. It was suggested by Kara in the chat about 5-6 minutes ago. So I felt quite smug knowing that I was about to play it. That was suggested by Mint Spies. So thank you very much, Mint Spies, for suggesting that. It was great. I'm reading from the chat. I'd never actually heard of the Amateur Transplants before, but it turns out that Adam Kay is one of them. So I didn't know that. What was his... He was on Twitter. He did the book. He wrote the book that was turned into the show that Ben Whishaw played in. It was very, very good. Somebody in the chat will probably remind me what the book was called. But it was very, very good. The book was good, and so was the show. Anyway, ahead of that was Weird Al, of course, Like a Surgeon. That was suggested by our executive producer here on the playlist, Troggy. So thank you very much, Troggy. Actually, a good half of the songs being played tonight were suggested by Troggy. But, I can't let them take all the glory. So I shared them out amongst people who also suggested them. Ahead of that was Pendulum with Blood Sugar from 2007's Hold Your Colour, suggested by Julian Lawson, which got the chat room at stream.labr.online going mad. They were making shapes and gurning and all kinds of things, and I think some of them may actually need medical assistance now. This next one was suggested by Tattooed Mummy and is obviously great. This is not a video about an automated parking garage in Japan. This is 10cc with the hospital song.
Passing through a drop of the laughter of the maids of brains. If you're a fool, I'll hold. When I read in the Middle East, traded some for a hostage release. Now if you're bored, it'll give you hair. If you've got straight trousers, it'll give you flares.
Unfortunately, I had to cut Big Audio Dynamite a little bit short because I didn't really have time for a 6.5 minute track. But I hope you enjoyed what you heard of it, Sharon. That was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne and was Big Audio Dynamite with, what was it called? Medicine Show from, when was that from? 1985. I'm learning things through the chat at stream.labr.online tonight. And what I have just learned is that Mick Jones of The Clash formed Big Audio Dynamite. I had no idea that that was the case. So thank you very much to Dr. White Wolf, or Dr. White or Mr. Wolf, I think he's known by, for enlightening me. Every day is, in fact, his school day. I hope you're enjoying this particular bed. I don't think I'm going to leave it for very long because it's quite strident. Also, problematic, sadly. This next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway, because if anybody's going to suggest any Lord Kitchener, it's always Rollo, and that's a good thing.
A qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. I am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. Dorothy is begging for trouble. She insists I should give her this needle. But darling, one thing I want you know, don't blame me for where the needle go. I push it in, she pull it out, I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Gage, it's terrible, I can't stand the size of your needle. She lie down in such a position, it was difficult to give this injection. She start holding on to the needle, making me so uncomfortable. I said, darling, can't you be steady? I'm going to have it done very shortly. She said, Dr. Kitch, I am sorry, but the sight of the needle frightened me. I push it in, she pull it out, I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Kitch, it's terrible, I can't stand the size of your needle. She still wouldn't lie down quietly, constantly moving her body. So I slapped her in the face with vexation, and I went on giving the injection. She screamed, Doctor, stop, I can't stand the pain. I don't think you inside the right vein. I said, it's your own fault, you won't be told. The needle must be sleeping the wrong hole. I push it in, she pull it out, I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Keys, it's terrible, I can't stand the size of your needle. She from that hole and start again. I have the needle now in the right vein. The needle just gone in half an inch. The stupid young lady start to flinch. Suddenly she bawl, it is hurting. Doc, I can feel the penicillin going in. I said, you little fool, look what you do. You talk until the needle breaking you. I push it in, she pulled it out. I push it back, she start to shout. Doctor Keach, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
I was down to St. James at Farmer. See if my baby's there. She was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fast. Let her go, oh, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she's been looked this whole wide world over and never find another man like me. When I die, you could bury me in Edmund Clapp's shoes. That's back with a $20 hat. Put a $20 gold piece in my pocket and let the fellas know I died standing fast. Bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world over and never find another man like me.
And the only prescription is
the playlist.
Thank you.
That was Johnny Rivers with Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, suggested by Art McCray, Andy. So thank you very much, Andy, for suggesting that. That was from 1972. Ahead of that was Snooks Eaglin with St. James Infirmary, suggested by Sheepnik from 1959. And I had... To roll back to what I was saying earlier about every day being a school day, I had never heard of the song St. James's Infirmary until this week, but it turns out that it's an old blues classic and everybody has done a version of it. It blows my mind how much music there is out there. I never confess to knowing all of the music ever recorded, but you know, I like to think that I've got a reasonable knowledge. And then you find out that there's a track out there that's a standard in an entire genre, and you've never heard of it before. So it's quite humbling, really, I suppose. So yeah, this is the playlist, and I am Darren. Oh, and ahead of that, by the way, I meant to say, was Lord Kitchener, Dr. Kitch. And do you know what? I'm not entirely sure that he was referring to actual injections, intravenous and the like. I don't think that's what he was talking about. Naughty Kitch, naughty Dr. Kitch, you'll be struck off. Well, I mean, you would be if you're actually a physician, a trained registered physician. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. You're listening to labr.online, Love a Brother Radio. Join us, stream.labr.online, if you want to chat nonsense and potentially be added to a register. This next one was suggested by Swisslet and is Simply Red with their version of Night Nurse. It is not Simply Red.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. There must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Tears. My night nurse. Oh gosh. Oh, the pain is getting worse. I don't wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Oh, there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench this thirst. Prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench this your thirst. My night nurse.
with a tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
It's a blue, bright blue Saturday.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
My feet refuse to move. I linger like perfume. I start.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
We'll be right back.
very largest of shout-outs to a metonym for suggesting that. That was Flyleaf with I'm So Sick, and it was very sick, as the kids would say. Ahead of that was Queens of the Stone Age Feel Good Hit of the Summer, which amazingly I have yet to play on this show. I even went back through the logs and had a look to see. I've played a couple of Queens of the Stone Age tracks, but amazingly not that one. So yeah, thank you very much to Heapy for suggesting another band that Josh Urome is in. In his words, he's taken a break from suggesting Josh Urome's old band to suggest something from his new one. I say new. Christ, they've been around for, 20-odd years now? Yeah, 2000 that came out. Christ, 24 years since that came out. And they had a couple of albums, but good God, I'm old. We're all old. We're all basically dying. I'm sorry. I mean, we're in the right place for it. This is the hospital show here on The Playlist. Yeah? Yeah, it is The Playlist, of course. Love Brother Radio, labr.online, and I am Darren. And everybody appears to be having a good time tonight, so that's good. That's what I'm here for. The music has been particularly splendid. Ahead of the top of the hour was suggested by Ian Robinson. It's quite an interesting piece by Pearl called Fish, which is really hard to search for because you'll just get pearl fishes, lots of fish. You know, the pearl fish. It's really hard to search for that. Anyway, that was quite interesting. I really enjoyed that. Ahead of that was Goldfrapp A&E, suggested by Davey Bott, and latterly Aidon Drums, who popped into the chat room to say that he would have suggested that. And I sat here smug once again, knowing the truth. And before that was Gregory Isaacs, Not Simply Red, with his superlative version of Night Nurse, suggested by Swisslet. So thank you very much, Swisslet, for that. Yeah, that's about all I got to say. I'm going to play some more music because, well, as ever, I've got too much music and not enough time to play it all. This is, well, okay, so this is Dr. Feelgood, but it is not Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood, which was suggested by a number of people and was unfortunately expunged from the final running of the playlist because I played some hair metal last week, and there's only so much hair metal one can have in a radio show. Now, this is the proper Dr. Feelgood. This is the Dr. Feelgood that everybody should listen to all the time, without exception. This is You Shouldn't Call the Doctor If You Can't Afford the Bill.
Because if your heart is feeling sore, call the doctor and I'll fix it for sure. I'll be over right away, but you might find you have to pay for a private consultation and a guaranteed cure. When you're dying of a dreadful disease, to the beating of your heart, and then I'll take you gently by the hand, and as you when the trouble broke again, and then I'll look down deep into your eyes, and if your temperature continues to rise, there's only one way to make it stop. I'll have to prescribe the strongest medicine I've got. If this doesn't kill you, it'll kill, but I know it's gonna give you a thrill. And now I've come across, you can't complain about the cost. You shouldn't call a doctor if you can't afford the pills. We'll be right back.
what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Thank you.
that's one of those tracks that you're like, oh, I've heard that a million times. It can't be that good, can it? And yeah, it is. It absolutely can be that good. That was Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine, obviously, from New Jersey, from the New Jersey record from, what was that, like 1980? Oh, I've got it written down here. 1988. Good Lord. That was a long time ago. Great, though. That was suggested by a whole bunch of people. I will say, first in to suggest that one was the executive producer, Troggy. But I'm giving that one to White Wolf because he also suggested it. And Troggy got one earlier, so don't be greedy. Troggy's had a couple, actually, so far. But, yeah. So that one, yeah, was great. Ahead of that was Dr. Feelgood, You Shouldn't Call the Doctor If You Can't Afford the Bill, from 1975, suggested by Seven Sleepers Music. And I'm so glad that they suggested Dr. Feelgood, because I'm always happy to play them. This next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, and I very nearly played a double bill of this band, because I couldn't decide between this one and the one that Davey Bot came in with, both from the same album. I went with this one in the end, because Davey Bot got the Goldfrapp track that he suggested, and I don't want people to be greedy. This is Fugazi with Give Me the Cure.
You've been hurt, fell, well, then you got in your car, and that's the last thing that looks a lot like her.
Love, 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 love.
Wonderfully, that isn't the weirdest song that I'm playing today. That was the Blood Brothers' Love Rhymes with Hideous Car Wreck, and I'm going to say that it does not. I mean, it doesn't in my version of the English language, but maybe in your version it does. That was suggested by Michael Gale, so thank you, Michael, for that. Ahead of that was Fugazi with Give Me the Cure from 1988. That was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you very much, Sod's Lawyer. Yeah, the other Fugazi track I was toying with playing was Waiting Room. But Waiting Room gets quite a lot of airplay on you know, the kind of places that would play Fugazi. So I figured it would be nice to play something a bit different. And it was. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. And make sure to hang around after 10 o'clock today. Because Brother Soul, the good brother himself, Dr. Soul, will be in the house doing Pick and Mix with Sharon B. From 10 o'clock onwards, so hang around for that. It will be splendid and lovely and indeed great. This next one was suggested by, actually surprisingly, only one person suggested this. This one was suggested by Lost Tourist, and well, it's the Manic Street Preachers, Suicide is Painless.
For me, I realize and I can't see.
fastest you can through this field of trees. Say goodbye. Smashed on the floor. I can't believe you if I can't hear you. I can't believe you if I can't hear you.
Forgotten just how magnificent that track is. There was Editors with Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors, which every single time I go to a hospital, and every single time I've done so since 2007 when that came out, every single time I think of that song. That was suggested by Pocket Lint, so thank you very much to Pocket Lint for that. Well, actually, Pocket Lint suggested a Live 6 Music version of it, but I could not find it. Not even for ready money, I'm afraid. Bed's a little bit strident. I should turn that down. That was great. That was really good. I'd forgotten how good that was. Ahead of that, from 1992, was the Manic Street Preachers with a theme from MASH, brackets, Suicide is Painless, suggested by Lost Tourist. So thank you very much for that one. It's right, so I didn't do this on purpose. This is the playlist, by the way. I'm Darren. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Feel free to join us for the last 25 minutes at stream.labr.online. If you want to say random stuff about things, it's always nice to have people in there. But if you don't want to join in the chat, that's absolutely fair enough. So the weirdest thing, I put the running order together, and then I go through and I find out what the years they were released and, you know, add the data to it and that. So that last one was 2007. The next three songs were from 2005. And then the one after that was from 2006. And I did not plan that. That's just how it's worked out. But I guess it's a vibe thing. And all the songs were had the same vibe at that period. Anyway, this one, suggested by Troggy. Ah, Troggy got a couple. Ah, there you go. Oh, they will get greedy. This is The Fray.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame.
Save a life.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
A song about his newborn son, and that came out when my kid was not even a year old. So yeah, that one hits. That was Athlete with Wires. That was suggested by Swisslet, so thank you very much for that. I couldn't not play that one because it's such a gorgeous track. I've seen Athlete several times. The first time I saw them was off the back of that album, and they'd got big. And everybody went to see them because of Wires. And they talked constantly. Actually, no, it was the second time I saw them. They talked constantly. Then that came on. Everybody got their phones out because, you know, we had camera phones just about at that point. They filmed it and stopped talking and then started talking again. drove me mad. Anyway, great band. Ahead of that was The Fray with How to Save a Life. Now, a lot of mention of Scrubs in the chat, and yes, that was used in Scrubs. Was that not also used in Grey's Anatomy? I'm pretty sure it was Grey's Anatomy that made that track big. Anyway, that's a double medical reference there for this week's theme, which is hospital, but you already know that because there's only 15 minutes left of the show. Speaking of hospital, this is David Gray with Hospital Food.
Seeing it all so beautiful. Take a deep breath. In and out. In and out. Now take off your clothes. Yes, all of them. Come along quickly. Stop shaking, please.
At the hospital, they have run out of DNA. They cut off bad limbs and burn them and replace them with plastic parts. You can't get in there unless you're sick. Or unless you know someone in there that's sick.
Lie down, please.
You can't park outside. The tops of the cabinets are covered in dirt.
This may hurt you a little.
You are liable to be kept waiting for many hours, during which time you will contract a drug-resistant plague.
Don't worry. Stop shaking, please.
They stick tubes up you and fill you up with grey fluid. They pretend that dead people are still alive. You have to leave your dignity at the door.
Now take off your clothes. Yes, all of them.
They take x-rays of you, but they pay no attention to them.
Come along, quickly. Come along.
They might as well do drawings of what they think is inside you.
I'm afraid I've got some rather bad news.
They never answer the telephone. They encourage patients to brawl with one another.
I just need to take some of your blood.
No one is qualified. The nurses drink blood.
I need to put this tube inside you.
The life support machine is on the blink. They turn a blind eye to those who steal newborn babies. The tops of the cabinets are covered in dirt.
Suggested by another new name here, Fuzzy Synths. That was David Shrigley with Doctors. And this week I learned that David Shrigley has a bunch of albums that he's released. So there you go. Artist, and very odd artist, in fact, David Shrigley. And so, yeah, I promised you a weirder song tonight than whatever that was earlier that I said was quite weird. And, yeah, I think that was very weird. Only time for a couple more from me tonight. I will say, actually, that we have a new show here on LABR. It goes out on a Monday, three times a week, actually. Started today, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, two in the afternoon till four in the afternoon. JB in the morning, broadcasting from California. So a breakfast show for JB is 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock for us. And yeah, really good stuff. So welcome along, JB. Good to have you here. Yeah, Brother Soul's coming up after me. I got a couple more tracks. Do you know what? I'm going to announce the next week's theme after the next track. This is The Other Half.
Mr. Pharmacist, can you help me out today in your usual lovely way? Oh, Mr. Pharmacist, I insist. Can you give me something that will persist, Mr. Pharmacist? Mr. Pharmacist, Mr. Pharmacist,
I'm sorry, they might be giants. I'm going to have to do this again. I forgot to fade up the microphone. Oh my god, I'd be dangerous if I was any good at this. Anyway, next week's theme, as I've just announced to no one, is radio. So, millions of songs about radio. I don't want millions of suggestions. God, no. I've made that mistake once before. I'm not doing it again. I want an adequate number of suggestions for songs about radio. Coming up after this next track is Brother Soul. He's got a classic rock pick and mix with Sharon B. And I will leave you with the remainder of They Might Be Giants, as suggested by Roy 2. Thank you very much for joining me. I'll be back next week, and it will be just as good as this. And I've got I'm afraid.
My face. I've got a nose. I know what to do. Hand me that electric knife. Marry me and be my wife. Be by my side in the electric parade. Make way, and stand aside. The crowd takes up the cry. Can't seem to get this window open. Never mind now, it's open. I think my hand is broken. Make way, and stand aside. The crowd takes up the cry. He comes, bow down, and lower your eyes before the litter.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.